KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, Tyler Linderbaum would never have guessed a year ago that he would be listed as Iowa's starting center at the start of practice this August. The former high school All-American defensive lineman out of Solon was approached by Hawkeye coach Kirk Ferentz at the end of last season about switching to center. That transition began during bowl practice.
I'd say, yeah, I was a little surprised. It just wasn't something I was expecting. It's something that I had to take in and just move forward and say, all right, I'm going to attack this. And I've had a great group of guys just helping me out, and the seniors have been great for me.
Linderbaum says he spent the summer working with former center Keegan Render.
Just kind of watching film and all the different games from last year, and you know, just kind of getting his perspective on things, just because I've never played in a game before. And he would bring a couple guys in with him, you know, just text out, hey, we're going to go watch film with Keegan and all that. So he's been really beneficial to me, just kind of seeing what he thought. I mean, he's a really smart guy, and yeah, it was nice getting to work with him.
Linderbaum says the biggest adjustment is being the one who makes the blocking calls pre-snap.
Obviously, I mean, yeah, I got to know what's going on. I got to know what I'm doing and what other guys are doing. That just comes with repetition and just having that chemistry with the other O-linemen. And I think having such a great group of guys in that O-line room has really been beneficial to help that role.
Linderbaum is part of an offensive line that returns tackles Tristan Wirfs and Alaric Jackson, but is working to build depth.
As of right now, you know, we're still in the process of trying to figure it out, but those guys are all competing hard. You know, they're showing great enthusiasm and energy within practice and at the end of practice, and that's kind of what we're looking for right now. They're trying to do things the right way.
That's offensive line coach Tim Pulisic, who says how deep the offensive line is will be determined by practice.
Find a way to win more reps than you lose, and we're looking for about an 85% win rate, you know, when we chart this stuff. You know, be in the plus column more than you're in the minus column. You know, let's not have situations where your effort and your intent and your competitive spirit's not being challenged. That's what everybody in the room's got to do to become a contributor.
We're just 2.5 weeks away from opening kickoff for Game 1 coming up on August 31st. Okene Nwagu is hoping to do more than just shine on special teams at Iowa State this season. The redshirt junior is part of a crowded field, hoping to replace David Montgomery as the Cyclones' starting running back. As one of the more veteran players, Nwangu hopes to provide more leadership.
Especially our group, just knowing that we got young guys coming in. I think I expect, you know, we always expect, like, our group to be the best group here. But I just think being a leader for them and making sure that they're, like, progressing too is just, like, something that I'm going to hold to myself too.
Nwangu says the program has made significant strides the past few years.
I mean, I came here and just, like, you know, really impressed with the culture that Campbell was trying to, like, set for us. And I think that really stuck with our leaders on our team. And I think, like, there's a lot of great, like, player leadership on our team now.
Known for his speed in the return game, Nwangu has been working on all facets of the run game.
Yeah, just being a complete back, being able to run well, catch well. Throughout this, this spring and summer, just working on catching out the backfield, working on blocking, and I think that's just going to help me too.
The Cyclones also open up on August 31st. In NFL news, Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck will likely miss the rest of the preseason with an injury near the front of his left ankle. Colts general manager Chris Ballard says he isn't sure if the injury will keep Luck out of the September 8th season opener against the Los Angeles Chargers. Indy's starting quarterback has been dealing with lower leg pain since training his left calf in March. Raiders wide receiver Antonio Brown has returned to training camp after missing time to see a specialist for his frostbitten feet and losing a grievance with the NFL over the use of a helmet. Brown was surrounded by cameras as he walked onto the field late in practice and greeted his teammates for the first time since leaving camp about a week ago. Coach John Gruden says he expects him to be ready to play the season opener September 9th against Denver. Giants wide receiver Golden Tate has lost the appeal of his 4-game suspension for a violation of the NFL's policy on performance enhancers. Tate announced the suspension on Twitter last month and felt his appeal had merit because he was using a fertility drug prescribed by a doctor. The appeal was heard by a member of an independent appeals panel in New York last week. Well, Major League Baseball action yesterday. The Cardinals now find themselves within one game of the National League Central leading Cubs and 2.5 games ahead of the third place Brewers after Jack Flaherty tossed 3-hit ball over 7 innings to carry St. Louis past Kansas City 2-0 last night. Flaherty has allowed 20 hits with 50 strikeouts and a .7 ERA since the All-Star break to help the Redbirds challenge for the division. Paul Goldschmidt lifted a sacrifice fly and Tommy Edman added an RBI single for the game's only runs. The Cubs absorbed a 4-2 loss to the Phillies as JT Realmuto homered and doubled home the tie-breaking run in the seventh inning. Jason Vargas allowed 2 runs and 5 hits over 6 innings before the Phillies' bullpen shut the door. Cubs starter Jose Quintana had a career-best 14 strikeouts and allowed just 1 earned run and 5 hits over 6 innings. The Minnesota Twins are back on top of the AL Central by a half game over Cleveland following a comeback victory over the Milwaukee Brewers. Marwin Gonzalez smacked a 3-run homer off Josh Hader in the eighth inning to propel the Twins past the Brewers 7-5. Gonzalez emerged as the hero after Yasmani Grandal's 3-run blast put Milwaukee up 5-4 in the seventh inning. Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich had an RBI double in the seventh after staying out of the starting lineup for 5 straight games because of a back injury, but Hader recorded his 5th blown save to prevent Milwaukee from inching closer to the National League Central lead. Jackie Bradley Jr. did the Twins a favor, belting a home run with 1 out in the 10th inning to send the Red Sox past the Indians by a final of 7-6. Ronald Acuna Jr. homered, scored his 100th run of the season, and threw out a runner at the plate from left field as the Braves downed the Mets 5-3 to keep their 6-game lead over Washington in the National League East. Brian Dozier and Juan Soto homered in their returns to the lineup as the Nationals beat the Reds 3-1. Will Smith belted 2 of the Dodgers' 6 homers in a 15-1 mauling of the Marlins. Jared Dyson homered on the second pitch of the game, sparking a 5-run first in the Diamondbacks' 9-3 pounding of the Rockies. Josh Bell slammed his 31st homer and drove in 3 as the Pirates topped the Angels 10-7. Domingo Herman became the season's first 16-game winner, working the first 7 innings in the Yankees' 8-3 rout of the Orioles. G-Man Choi's 2-run shot ignited the Rays' 3-run seventh and a 7-5 win over the Padres. George Springer and Jose Altuve hit solo homers, supporting Zach Greinke as the Astros took the opener of their doubleheader with the White Sox 6-2. The Sox gained a split of the twin bill as Ivan Nova tossed a 4-hitter and a 4-1 victory. The Giants had a 3-2 win over the Athletics. The Blue Jays, a 3-0 shutout over the Rangers. And Kyle Seager homered 3 times to help the Mariners beat the Tigers 11-6. In other baseball news, Braves rookie slugger Austin Riley will not need surgery on his injured right knee and expects to return to the lineup in about 2 weeks. He's been on the IL since August 5th after spraining his knee during a workout. Mets all-star utility man Jeff McNeil had to be helped off the field in the 9th inning Tuesday night after he sustained a hamstring injury trying to beat out a grounder in Atlanta. McNeil says he felt a little snag in his left hamstring as he approached first base. They'll have an MRI on Wednesday. Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina was activated for the opener of their 2-game series in Kansas City last night. The 9-time All-Star missed 28 games after landing on the injured list July 8th with a thumb injury. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.